שלום, אנחנו לומדים את
איגרת
מ"ה של רבש.
Letter number 48 from Rabash. Letters, you can find the study material on the Sviva Tova and Arvut and on our website. You can also ask questions live or in the websites. Rav, please.
ממש גם כן לקראת הפסח.
It's a very special letter, truly. So it's Passover, the upcoming Passover, and it's worthwhile for us to read it. And to continue, please go ahead, Oren.
Letter 48. Hello and all the best to my friend. I read the book you wrote me about and enjoyed it, because it is just as you said. Concerning the approaching Passover, it is written, the Torah spoke in relation to four sons, etc. And the one who does not know how to ask, to him you shall open. We should interpret the word ask from the word asking from the rains, which means prayer. That is, one who does not know how to pray, the reason is that he does not have a deficiency, for prayer pertains specifically to a place of deficiency. Then, to him you shall open, meaning that a place of deficiency shall open to him. He will have what to pray for, and the Creator will be able to bestow upon him the light of Torah. This is why the Torah spoke specifically in relation to him. For one who has no deficiency, it means that he has no kli vessel in which to receive, so it is impossible to give him. The Torah spoke means that it teaches us how to qualify ourselves to be rewarded with the light of the Creator, which is all that is valuable that was given to us. As it is written, for it is your wisdom and intelligence before the eyes of the nations. For what great nation has a God near to it as the Lord our God whenever we call upon him? This means that Creator is close to us in that he wishes to bestow upon us all of his goodness. All that is lacking is the call, the deficiency, for only where there is a lack, there is room for asking, which is the prayer, namely the kli for redemption of the for reception of the abundance. This is the meaning of, and the one who does not know how to ask, to him you shall open. Open a place of deficiency. When he has the lack, and he asks and requests the Creator to satisfy it, it is said, he who has 100 wants 200. It follows that by satisfying the lack that one has for spirituality, a greater lack appears. That is, afterwards, he obtains bigger kelim, vessels. And through these kelim, he receives bigger lights. Because he can already call upon the Creator. As our sages said, open for me one cleft in repentance, as the tip of a needle, and I will open for you gates for wagons and carts to enter. That is, a person should keep the "to him you shall open," even if it is only as the tip of a needle. There are two meanings to it. One, it is as small as the tip of a needle. This means that if there is a deficiency to spirituality, even if the deficiency is small, it is already possible to call upon the Creator to help him satisfy the lack. When the Creator satisfies the lack, then he who has 100 wants 200 anyway. And this is why the light itself creates the kli, meaning the place of deficiency, until the Creator promises him that he, the light itself, will open to him gates through which wagons and carts enter. Two, another meaning in the words as a tip of a needle is that the small lack will sting and pain him like the tip of a needle that pricks him. That pricks with. One who has a lack but does not feel it, this still does not help him. But if his lack pains him, then he asks and requests of the Creator to satisfy his lack. May the Creator satisfy our lack favorably in corporeality and spirituality, and may we have a happy and kosher festival from your friend who wishes you and your family the very best. Baruch Shalom Halevi Ashlag.
Okay. That's basically the letter of Rabash. He wrote it to someone. In truth, it doesn't matter to whom. What's important is what he is saying, because this belongs to everyone.
Yes, Oren?
In
the first paragraph, he speaks about he who does not know how to ask, to him you shall open.
Yeah.
It means that one who does not know how to pray for not having a deficiency, to him you shall open. What are we asking for?
We ask to have a deficiency for all those things that the Creator wants to shine for us, to bring to pass to us. That's the main thing. What is it? It could be that I don't know, just that I want to be in a connection with the Creator, in contact with Him. Therefore, I'm asking, give me a deficiency for all those things that you want to give me. I don't know what it is. I've never felt it. But do this for me. And then I... when I want those things that you are ready to give me, I will be a vessel of reception. And then you'll be able to give me everything, and I will receive it, and I will enjoy it, and I'll bless you in everything that's possible. Okay.
Kiev.
Да, дорогой Раф, а что значит, что когда мы даем
отверстие размером футбольное ушко, what does it mean that when we
вот это, как он тут
giving the Creator an opening as a tip of a needle, then He gives us, as He says here, carrots and carriages. Does that mean that He expands the vessel?
He expands our vessels.
How? How is He expanding? Does He give us an additional desire?
Additional one, or expands the ones that we have. That's what the Creator does, and we just need to ask. Yeah.
How to give Him this opening as a tip of a needle? How to give Him that?
Meaning small beginning. The beginning desire, what a person wants. What he's capable of depicting in him and turning with it to the Creator. That's enough. The Creator does all the rest.
Can I ask a question?
Учим в последнее время, что Израиль чуть-чуть получают немножко и больше не хотят.
Lately we study that Israel receive a little bit and that's it. They do not want to ask for any more. In the article, it is written that they want 100 and receive 200. Sorry, that they want 200 after the 100. Isn't this in exile?
No, it's in exile. It just felt that he doesn't have what they want, and this is why they ask.
So the question is, between the person who wants 100 and the one who wants 200, in this process between the 100 and 200, is there a process of exile in Egypt?
Even before that, even before, from the very beginning, we're all in exile. Okay?
Здравствуйте, дорогой любимый Рав, дорогой учитель. Вот как
Hello, dear beloved Rav. Dear teacher, how to awaken the deficiency with the friends in the ten?
Чего-то достичь?
Show them that you also want to attain something. And this really concerns you, shakes you, pushes you forward.
Исходя из того, что будут видеть это в тебе, захотят сами.
And out of them seeing it in you, they will want it themselves.
Хорошо, учитель. А вот есть осознание большого подарка от Творца, что есть вы, моя любимая десятка, мировое.
There is an understanding that I have a great gift from the Creator. You, my beloved ten, the world Kli, and I have a great gratitude to the Creator, but I feel as if I don't have enough vessel to thank and love the Creator enough. How to acquire such a vessel?
Ask the Creator about that as well. About that as well. Even though you understand you don't have a big desire, but you understand it's not so big, and you need to ask the Creator for Him to expand it, widen it and help you.
English one.
Thank you very much.
Hello, Rav. Hello, World Kli.
Hello.
Where it says, open for me one cleft in repentance as the tip of a needle, and I will open for you gates for wagons and carts to enter. Does that explain why we feel so shaken by the grossness of the world? And that is the repentance we feel that we're complicit, whether actually or by being a bystander. And we want to make the change for everybody in the ten and the whole Kli.
Thank you.
It's possible to say that yes. Yeah.
Beseder. Turki tu.
Shalom Rav Yakar. Rav Yakar. Bu eksikliğe farkına nasıl varacağım?
Hello, dear Rav, dear Rav. How can I recognize this lack so that I can demand it, ask it from the Creator?
Ata margiş ze ma shechaser lecha.
You feel that this is what you're lacking, that you want to advance to the Creator. You want to reveal Him along the way more and more, that you'll have a greater and greater attraction to Him, connection to Him. You towards Him and Him towards you, I to my beloved and my beloved to me, as it's called. And in this way you'll come closer to Him.
בסדר.
Okay.
רב יקר.
Yes.
סליחה, רב יקר. יעני
Rav, sorry.
Alma arzusu yani. Sürekli Mısır'da ve alma arzusu ona çok güzel geliyor yani. Yani ben bu alma arzusunun perdesini nasıl yıkıp karşı tarafa geçebilirim?
Person always in will to still in Egypt and when he is in Egypt it is well for him. How can I pass over this will to receive?
האדם תמיד נמצא ברצון לקבל במצרים, וטוב לו שם במצרים. אז איך אני יכול להתגבר, להתעלות מעל הרצון הזה לקבל?
זה בעיה, תמיד תלוי מה אתה רוצה.
That's a problem. Depends what you want. Either you want to be in Egypt, and it's written about it, that the children of Israel, when they were in Egypt, how well they ate, and to what extent the Egyptians cared for them and satisfied them with everything. But on the other hand, they were lacking just one thing. A connection with the Creator. And therefore, and they felt that they were in exile. And ran away, ultimately. Okay.
Thank you, Rav.
Latin. 12.
Rad, ante todo, primero disculpa si la pregunta que voy a hacer no es coherente.
Hello, Rav. Firstly, pardon me if the question is not according to the topic. In the past lessons, we spoke about the idea of dissemination. And in regards to that, I want to ask, how to awaken the spiritual deficiency or lack in an external society?
In external society? We're still not learning about that. We're learning how we will awaken to the Creator, to a connection with the Creator, to adhesion with Him, out of the spiritual deficiency, that I lack having a deficiency for spirituality, to the Creator, to connection with Him, to adhesion, and then this deficiency will escort me and will draw me to Him.
Please.
In this way.
No.
Please. Can I ask a different question?
¿Qué es un anhelo espiritual? Si estamos fríos, si estamos muy mecánicos, ¿cómo despertar ese anhelo en el corazón?
How to awaken this deficiency in the heart if we are cold and we need to awaken ourselves, how to do it?
Together with the friends. We need to speak about it, to what extent it's important, to what extent our heart needs to yearn to the purpose of creation, to connection with the Creator. And in this way, gradually, each shall help his friend. We will grow in each one, a deficiency exactly to what we need to reach, we need to ask for and reach.
Здравствуйте, дорогой Рав. Скажите, пожалуйста,
hello,
если
Rav.
Нет терпения в десятке, это значит
us,
десятка правильная, значит хисарон.
If there is no patience to the ten, does that mean that it is the correct deficiency?
Большое желание.
there should be a big desire to such an extent that you don't agree to wait. You need right now to reveal the Creator, the spiritual world, yourself in it, and then, and only then, maybe you'll calm down.
Meaning, the quota of the patience should be completely full? Shouldn't be afraid of it?
No, no, the opposite. It's the opposite.
Добрый день, учитель, мировой эклир. Скажите, пожалуйста.
Hello, dear teacher, world clear. Tell us, please.
Состояние бывает
разное. How to constantly be in a deficiency? Because there are all sorts of states. Sometimes I feel the deficiency, the lack in a very sharp manner, and sometimes things are fine.
Те состояния, когда в нас.
Yes, you're right. We need to value those states when a big desire arrives in us, and we need to remember them and to try to evoke them.
Woman Mag 98.
Thank you.
Добрый день. Вопрос такой: как молитва нам раскрывает ощущение
недостатка? How does the prayer reveal in us the feeling of the lack?
Творца.
When we ask the Creator for Him to draw us to Him, and we feel that He is doing it, we feel it more and more, and asking more, and see more that He is doing it. In this way, we need to enter into this type of state where the Creator is in it, and we're all the time asking, and He's all the time working on us.
Can we say that the point in the heart is the first thing that gives us a small deficiency in the heart, and from there we can go on and expand it?
Yes, absolutely correct.
Thank you, dear Rav. We are working above the deficiency, we're working on the 10, we're asking to have the deficiency, but it is felt truly as something negative or something that's missing. You intuitively, you're trying to move away from it, you feel like you're asking for a feeling. So is it not correct? Do we need to ask for the deficiency itself?
Yes. Yes.
Meaning the fact that I'm thinking about the Creator is already filling you. And you then don't know what to ask for, and you already feel that if you have a thought about the Creator, then you already filled somewhat. So what's next? How can I continue working on equivalence of form with the Creator?
More and more to feel ourselves towards the relative to the Creator, and from that to form this additional deficiency that
выразить лучше,
could be that
настолько, чтобы суметь получить в него сближение с Творцом.
You need, and in it, to turn to the Creator and ask to reach to the good, to even greater good.
Вот объясните, пожалуйста, как.
Well, can I ask another question?
Explain
to me, please, when there is a state of misunderstanding or not understanding, not the questions and not the answer, I feel like I'm hanging in the air. There's a fear that you are simply not suitable for the wisdom of Kabbalah. You're not wise enough, even though in the past you didn't have that feeling. What is it? What is this feeling?
It's a forward movement, movement forward.
Woman Rus Esser.
Thank you. Hello, dear teacher and world Kli. Love, when we feel a lack, a deficiency for being included in the friends, being in addition with the friends, and after requesting we still do not receive it, do we need to go above reason and to give pleasure to the Creator, and would that expand our vessels?
Yes, of course.
Да.
And if we do not feel this deficiency, then we pray together?
Yes.
Здравствуйте, дорогой Рав, мировой Кли. Скажите, пожалуйста.
Hello, dear Rav. Hello, world Кли. Tell us, please. During the work, there are all sorts of deficiencies that are awakened. Sometimes you're lacking faith in the friend, sometimes there's a deficiency for the group, work in the group. What is the thing that's most lacking in the group?
The deficiency is in you connecting together as one man, as in one heart. That's the main request.
And that will cover for all the private deficiencies?
Yes.
Woman Ita.
Buongiorno, caro Rav, e grazie sempre. The stronger and the more felt our absence, the deeper and the larger the vessel.
The more our deficiencies felt, so is our vessel bigger. And the heart becomes more open and full of mercies. Is that how we receive the light in it, in order to bestow to others?
The light comes from above, from the Creator. The main thing is all the time to be in a demand, as much a more correct one to Him.
Дорогой Рав, написано, откройте мне дверь раскаяния.
Dear Rav, it is written, open for me. A cleft in repentance as the tip of a needle. What is repentance? Is it a request for help?
Yes, of course.
А если вот ты не знаешь, что тебе конкретно?
It's not just forgiveness, but it's simply a request for help.
Я об этом прошу.
If you don't know what exactly you're lacking, but you feel your lack of equivalence of one with the Creator, do you need to just request?
To ask for that.
Добрый день, дорогой.
And is that a prayer and a vessel?
Дорогой Рав,
yes.
Во-первых, благодарим Творца за все, за то, что Он добрый, дающий добро.
Firstly, we thank the Creator very much for being good and benevolent. And the question is, this morning when I woke up, I had a desire to make a restriction. Do I need to make the restriction on the day that has been or on the day that I've woken up to?
On those thoughts that in the current moment are in your head.
Woman
Thank you. I heard that we need to awaken the places in which we feel a closeness. If we are able to do an action that gives someone else a pleasure, where to put the joy that you receive from it? Is it within the same person? Or is it the Creator that was able to feel something in the system? Or is it the Ten that taught me everything? Because joy in me, it's easy. I will do. How can I put this joy outside of me?
What is in the outside? In the friends? In the group?
So within the group, though, the group does not know that I've done this action to the friends. It's only I that know. Do I need to say that I've done this as preparation for the group?
Yeah, and that I prepare for the group to merit something good.
Okay, thank you.
Lo shomim.
We can't hear you.
Lo shomim.
Can't hear you.
Tov, en ma lasot. Woman French.
Okay, what can we do? Woman French.
Woman French. Lo shomim, Elodie.
Lady, we don't hear you.
Hadera 1. Mahakara.
What happened?
לא, לא שומעים, חיים. כנראה שיש לנו תקלה פה במערכת.
No, we cannot hear you, Chaim. There's apparently a malfunction in the system. Rav, can I ask for now?
פעמים שאתה אומר, העיקר לבקש, העיקר לבקש. אני לדודי ודודי לי.
I heard in the lesson that you said many times that the main thing is to us, the main thing is to us, to my beloved and beloved to I. Now, if a person feels himself weak, despicable, clumsy, lazy, what do you come to the Creator with? What do you ask for Him?
It all comes from the Creator, which is why He comes to the Creator and asks. It's very simple. The Creator did all this to Him. He could have made a wonderful world without any deficiencies. Why specifically did he make in us deficiencies? Because he is expecting us to turn to him out of the deficiency. Yeah?
It's as if you have a child who doesn't want to do a thing but asks for everything. He doesn't want to do anything. He's only asking, asking, asking. How would you relate to him?
I'll escort him in such a form that he will see that from just asking, he doesn't attain anything. But there needs to be all the time higher and higher request, more directed, more tied to something, meaning that he will learn from the from his deficiencies how to reach the fulfillment.
Shall we try in the system of? Let's see if the friends can ask. Maybe the problem was fixed. The question marks are wide, but give them as much as you want.
Is concession and nullification the same thing, or it's something separate?
Yes, it's close to one another.
If the group decides something and I don't want, but I concede, does that mean that I cancelled myself?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Can I also ask, Rav?
Yes.
Thank you for the privilege. From childhood, we read every year that we were slaves in Egypt. And now in this lesson, we know that we received, that we were in a good state in Egypt, that we ate well and everything was good, especially in our desire to receive. But in what stage? And what stage is it, slavery and versus being in good state and the desire to receive?
We are beginning to feel that we are in slavery when we are in the desire to receive. And even to ask, to request, we still haven't learned how to correctly ask to come out of slavery. And this is all in front of us, ahead of us. Okay.
Thank you.
Woman Spain.
Okay. Woman Spain.
Woman Spain.
Sí, maestro. La pregunta es la siguiente. Si las dos líneas armonizan la fe por encima de la razón, y si la fe por encima de la razón, ¿se puede formar un hábito?
These two lines, are these two lines that get balanced. This is faith above reason, and can we have a habit in faith above reason?
Yes, in the future it could be.
Woman Latin.
Buenos días, Rab. Buenos días, amigo. Me disculpa por esta pregunta, puede ser curiosa.
Hello, I'm friends. Sorry for the questions.
¿Cómo superar el temor al entorno y al maestro para
preguntar? How can we overcome the fear from the society and fear or the society or Rav that we cannot ask or we receive shame? What does the Creator show when friends have such shame? To ask.
There you should have support from the friends.
Woman French.
And then you'll have no fear. Own French.
Question d'une amie.
Hello, Reverend Friends. Question from a friend. Is it preferable to pray for a deficiency that I feel? Although it's not yet a proper deficiency because I'm not yet corrected, or to pray for a deficiency that I don't feel, but I know intellectually that it's the right deficiency.
No, you need to pray for a deficiency that you feel. Woman Mark 26.
Dear Rav, in the end of the article, Rabash writes, the Creator will satisfy our lacks favorably in corporeality and spirituality. The question about corporeal lacks, can we say that these are the same deficiencies, but they're just corrupted by our ego?
Yeah, there are many like that, but not all of them.
Not all of them. Can we look for this connection from the bottom up, looking at a corporeal lack that's really pricking you hard in life, and so look through it for a spiritual deficiency? Can we find that connection?
It is possible. Try and see how it is done and succeed.
Hello, dear Rav. In the article it's written, even if there is a demand for spirituality, but it's small, but nonetheless there's already a possibility to turn to the Creator. In the 10, we have it so that we feel that in each one of our meetings we already come closer to the Creator and a little bit of light, and we're very happy with the smallness. But should we just be happy with the smallness, or should we continue somehow to develop us more? How do we bring ourselves to a greater deficiency?
Woman Moscow 6.
Even though you still develop in that way, develop in whatever way you can.
What
does it mean, a higher request to the Creator?
A higher request to the Creator is that I include into my request desires that are more and more higher, the group, and even maybe the entire world Kli.
Lately, I've had this strong feeling of gratitude to the Creator, and also for the time and everything that's happening in the country in general, all the states. Does this gratitude to the Creator also help us to increase the deficiency towards bestowal?
Yes, of course, very, very.
How can we do something in the 10 to grow this even more? We need like a common gratitude?
Woman Spain.
Yes, speak about it. Woman Spain.
Hola, Rab. Rab, ese estado de abrir una apertura para el Creador como el ojo de una aguja, ¿cómo llegamos a ese estado en la decena ahora? De cara a Pesach.
How during Passover do we reach a state in the 10? Looking at the beginning of Shikhin, how do we reach the state of the lights of Passover in the ten?
No.
Elena is asking how in the ten do we reach the state called the lights of Passover
when we all connect and we all talk and decide that we are in the exile of Passover, Pesach, of Egypt, and we must come out of Egypt, and now is the time that we can ask for it and to exit in a common effort.
¿Cómo abrimos esa apertura como el ojo de una aguja para poder recibir la abundancia del Creador?
How do we open up that needle, the head of the needle?
How? Take a needle and prick yourself with it. I'm telling you seriously that when we feel that this is what is in us, and we succeed.
Непонятно, почему, если у кого
есть, unclear. Why? If someone has 100, he wants 200. Why Israel is satisfied with little and doesn't want to ask for more?
Israel удовлетворяется малым, потому что он хочет
Israel happy with little because they want vessels of bestowal. And in the vessels of bestowal, we have no egoistic desires. Therefore, we ask what we have.
Whoever has 100 and wants 200 is talking about the egoistic desires. These are the Egyptians.
Yes.
Thank you, Rav. I'm a bit confused. I heard you say now that we need to pray for a deficiency that we feel. And from the moment that the point in the heart awakened in me, the deficiency that I feel is that I want to reveal the Creator. I don't care what. I want to reveal the Creator for myself, not for me. It doesn't matter. This is my deficiency. Yesterday, I also had a certain scrutiny with you in the afternoon lesson, and you told us that we don't have spiritual vessels of reception, so we first of all need to reach a state that we will have a restriction. So I'm asking myself, okay, I hear my Rav and we're learning every single day with you and you're directing us towards which deficiency to ask for from the Creator. So do I need to ask for what you are directing us to, or I need to ask for a deficiency that I feel?
You need to aim yourself, direct yourself to whatever your heart demands.
And if it's really, really egoistic,
then you are asking a correction on that.
Okay, so I need to ask for what my heart really wants, but for it to be corrected.
Yes. To correct the heart and to receive in the heart what the heart wants, the corrected heart wants.
Okay, toda.
You want to fill it up, your heart, in order to bestow contentment upon the Creator. That through your heart, listen, that through your heart, all the feeling, the fulfillment will pass on to the Creator.
That's the corrected request, but it doesn't resist in me. Just The bad part is to exist in me. I want to reveal the Creator. I don't reveal beyond that.
Okay, then ask for that.
But I'm egoistic.
That's not too bad. That's all right. That's all right. That is truly your desire.
From the first day that I woke up.
Then why are you ashamed to ask about it?
What does it mean, ashamed to ask?
Why are you asking to request it?
I'm not ashamed, just I understood throughout the years that this request will not get answered because it's egoistic.
In what is it egoistic?
I want it for myself.
What?
The Creator? I'm not supposed to want it for myself. I need to want him for all of us. And I am the last one. It's like I'm learning it.
Well, don't be such a saint.
No, I'm not like that. I'm far from that. But I understand that these are states until this is built in us. But now I hear that you need to pray for a deficiency that you feel. So the question is to feel what I truly feel, or...
Yes, what you feel. That's what you need to ask for. Otherwise... It is called mouth and heart are not equal. Rav said mouth and tongue, but he meant mouth and heart are not equal. Student asked, so I can reveal the Creator to myself, Rav. You want to reveal the Creator in order to give him contentment. Can you say it that way?
Yes.
Truly want to?
I
want to reveal the Creator. I don't know what it's in truth. Sometimes we say, you think you want to reveal it, but it's really opposite. But there is such a yearning. He placed it in me from my very first day on the path.
Good. You have a good heart and a good desire. You want to reveal the Creator. The only thing you need to add to it is that he will get contentment from it. Is it correct?
Yes.
Beautiful. Then only in that you should be, all the time. Good luck.
Thank you, Rav.
Woman Moscow 8.
Здравствуйте, дорогой Рав, мировой клин. Вы мне вчера...
Hello, dear Evan World Kli. Yesterday, you made me search for that path of bestowal, and today I'm searching for that small opening through which to pass the friends, and each one is searching for that to pass it to the Creator. Question is, can one person do this? Or maybe I'm in a certain illusion here?
One person cannot do this.
One person cannot do it.
Как это по-русски?
Легро. What is said in Russian? To make.
А человек может только способствовать, чтобы его группа.
One person can only make his group yearn a connection and that everybody would be as one man with one heart, which is whole. And in this common desire, they can turn to the Creator and ask. And then, necessarily, the Creator will do what they ask.
The Creator will do it.
Woman Mark 67.
Good day, dear teacher, friends. Question from the article. What is that prayer in the form of a request?
Again.
What is that prayer in the form of a request, like it says in the article?
Yes, in the prayer you can also ask an answer, you can ask a question.
Sometimes you cannot formulate a question from the inside, something is pulling you and you feel like a cow that you cannot just even... It's also a form of a prayer?
Yes, this is also a manner of a prayer, and do not be concerned, because even a request from a cow, the Creator answers. Woman, Mark 56.
У меня такой вопрос к вам. Скажите, пожалуйста, для исправления
this huge deficiency for correcting our whole planet, our world. But I understand this is not the end goal. The end goal is to please the Creator. Is it along the way, or should I try to connect these two things together?
It's on the way. Continue to specifically pray for that.
Okay, can I ask one more question?
Хорошо.
Yes,
I forgot. Woman, sorry.
That's okay. Woman Turkey 6.
Selam Rav, selam dostlar.
Selam.
Onu çalışmamızda ne vakit bir dostumuz eksikliğini paylaşsa ve onun eksikliğini
in our work in the 10, when a friend is sharing her deficiency and we are joining her and raising the deficiency together, the Creator always responds in a wonderful way. But we need to be more effective in taking action to turn these responses into real action. So our question is, how can we take the answers that the Creator gives us and turn them into a real act of giving between the friends in the ten?
We have studied now an article. Sorry, not an article, a letter. Letter 48.
Yes.
So try to realize this letter till tomorrow's lesson. Constantly be in the letter, look for it, ask, and to say, to speak, and then we shall see you tomorrow. What you will attain. But you don't need to simply philosophize, but rather you need in the connection between you to reach a request, a turn to the Creator. As if you are in Egypt, you feel upon you that burden, this pressure.
Mivakshim.
And what will you ask then?
Mark 24.
Mark 24.
Question. When the Creator opens up this feeling of the quality of bestowal, then there's this answer comes in order to guard that we need to ask only for connection, or that He will give us the strength to pray for the neighbor. And then it's not clear, then what else should we be asking for besides that?
Это подобно тому, как если бы вы просили, чтобы у вас были силы.
This is similar to asking to have strength. So what for? What for?
Открытым.
This question stays standing or open.
Все-таки выяснять.
Therefore,
конечную цель.
Nevertheless, you need to scrutinize the end goal.
But we'll never understand it. I'm saying correctly, we say that our ultimate goal when we gather is to connect together. Can we take that as an ultimate goal when we'll feel that pure connection?
No, this is not a goal. This is the means. This is the means. The goal is in revealing the Creator, attaining the Creator, the connection with Him.
Thank you.
Okay.
Ну, маниасе. Woman Mark 21.
What will I do? Woman Mark 21.
Здравствуйте. Вот было сказано о том, что мы не научились просить. Что же такое?
We're speaking about that. We didn't learn how to ask. What needs to happen to us and between us for our prayer to become correct? I wanted to know, where are we in that state where our prayer is not reaching the Creator?
Заботы друг о друге.
She's missing mutual concern.
Why is it so far from us? We are people, after all. We have our hearts and warmth in it.
None.
Why can't we learn that simple action?
It's not a simple action. It's to replace your heart with others' heart. This is not simple.
То есть есть ваша подруга, которая поневоле думает только о себе.
Meaning you have your friend.
Которая поневоле думает тоже только о себе.
That she can't control it, but she thinks only about herself. And there is you, that you cannot help it, but you think about others. How can you change between you these desires? You think about what your friend thinks in her heart about herself, and she about you. How to do it?
Об этом надо хорошо подумать. И а вот вы найдете.
You need to think about it very thoroughly, and together you will reach an answer. One Peter.
Дорогой Раф, подскажите, что
what's more effective than this individual request about someone, let's say from the very bottom of the heart, or a request with this minimal connection in the 10, which is not fully scrutinized and it's not truly coming out of the bottom of the heart?
This does not matter. A common request is stronger.
Что у нас дальше есть?
Who else have we got? Sorry, who have we got next? Mark 33.
Добрый день, дорогой учитель. Я извиняюсь, что я за рулем.
Good day, dear teacher. Sorry, I'm driving. Oh, dear friends.
Почему нам молить Творца, если легче оправдывать Творца и принимать?
Why should we pray to the Creator if it's easier to justify the Creator and everything that He gives us?
I didn't understand.
Не понял, все равно.
Почему просить молить Творца, а не оправдывать Его?
Why should we pray to the Creator and not justify Him?
Просить?
That's the question.
Нам легче просить. Это да. А оправдывать?
For us, it's easier to request. That's correct. But to justify,
быть на его месте, это...
We need to understand his actions, to be in his place. That's already complex. Complicated, sorry. There's 2 minutes left. Who to choose? Moscow 8.
Ну, женщины.
Да, здравствуйте, учитель.
Well, women.
Группа, вопрос такой. Вот место,
well, teacher and group, question. The place in which I feel this resistance to его, да, connection.
Поднимаю молитву с этого места к Творцу.
I raise a prayer from that place to the Creator. And the answer comes as a vessel from the Creator. Is that correct?
Пускай пока будет так.
Yes.
Все, я прощаюсь.
For now. You could leave it like that. That's it. I tell all of you goodbye, be well, till tomorrow, all the best.
Thank you, everyone. 2 announcements. Dear friends, throughout Passover, the 22nd, 29th of April, there's going to be meals in the center in Petah Tikva. They will be broadcast and translated in the usual means. The schedule for the meals and for the lessons will be sent out to everyone. Please register. Today, Tuesday, 17:30, we're reading the study of the Ten Sefirot. 19:30, we're reading the Zohar. We'll end with a song. Sati sad me mere sikha pyar ka matlab hai ekta ekhi ekhi me dikha ke ye khuda Sati sad me mere sikha pyar ka matlab hai ekta ekhi ekhi me dikha ke ye khuda Together we grow, light awakens our soul, the spark of love flashes, ego is turning to ashes. In lessons with friends, we discover his hand. No lies on the path, I promise I'll cover your back. When we pray for our connection, we can hear his call. We are following one goal, we are ready to go. When we step into the light of our reason so high, together we can fly above the sky.
Ek hi mein dikha ke ye khuda